Back now with Day to Day.
I have so many people to thank.
Thank you, Texas! Thank you!
Thank you! Thank you!
Thank you, Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island. Thank you.
Over the last few months of this very long primary season, we've been checking in with some voters across the country. We're joined by two of them, Rhonda Eggleston, a Republican who lives in Kansas, and Anthony Sanchez, a registered independent from Mississippi. Welcome, both of you.
Hi, thanks.
Well, let's start with you, Rhonda. You live in Kansas, but you voted in the Texas primary. And last time we spoke, I remember you had a lot of reservations about John McCain. And remind us why.
He voted against the Bush tax cuts. He wants to close Guantanamo. He just doesn't always go the conservative way. So that's where most of my reservations are from.
And he has tried hard in the last few weeks to reach out to conservatives, social conservatives, since becoming the front runner. And so did he convince you at all in the last few days?
Not really. I didn't vote for him in the primary. I voted for Huckabee, but I will still vote for him in the national election when it comes to voting for president. I haven't lost that much faith in him that I will go against my party lines for someone else.
So you're not an Obamacan?
No, I am not.
All right. He's getting the endorsement from the official endorsement from President Bush today. John McCain is. Does that make a difference for you? Is that important to you?
No, I love Bush. I think he's been a great president, but no, I think I'm an independent thinker that way, and you know that's nice he's doing it, but no, it doesn't. I still have my concerns, and the tax cuts and some of his more liberal social ideas are not, they don't agree with mine.
And would you like to see maybe Mike Huckabee be the vice presidential choice for John McCain?
I really don't care about that so much. It would be nice. It would be a good gesture. I think that they're both. I think that the Republican candidates have really, all of them, Mitt Romney, all of them have been gentlemen in the whole process, and I've appreciated that greatly. Their debates have been good. They stand firm on their issues, and I do like that about them. So if he asked Mike Huckabee, I'd have no problems with that. I think that would be a great team to run for president in November.
Okay, let's turn to Anthony Sanchez. And Anthony, the last time we spoke with you, it was just before Iowa. That seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So you'll be voting finally in Mississippi next Tuesday. And did you ever think your vote would actually mean something, would actually make a difference in this race?
No, not at all. And it's kind of an odd predicament to be in, because I just never expected to, especially on the Democratic side, I never expected it to be such a close race.
So it must be pretty exciting. Have you decided how you're going to vote, who you're going to support?
I'm probably going to vote in the primary for Obama. I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. I would much rather see a general election come down to two candidates that I could live with, rather than one candidate that I could live with and one candidate that I absolutely couldn't live with.
Why would you never vote for Hillary Clinton?
It comes down to a trust issue. I find her rhetoric to be kind of subversive. I don't find it to be very genuine. And I have to say that before the South Carolina primaries, the way her husband was getting really involved with her campaign was really disturbing. I think that if he's that involved in her election for the Democratic nomination, how involved is he going to be in her presidency? And I find that a little disconcerting.
So if she were to be the Democratic nominee and it was Hillary Clinton versus John McCain in the general, you would vote for John McCain?
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us and being part of the Day to Day Voters Project.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's Anthony Sanchez, a registered independent from Mississippi. He'll be voting next week. And Rhonda Eggleston, a Republican who voted in the Texas primary yesterday.
Mississippi votes next Tuesday, but there's only one big state primary left for the Democrats. It's Pennsylvania on April 22nd. We go now to one undecided voter there. Her name is Judy Gilmore Lomnas, and she works for the City of Philadelphia Mural Arts Program. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand you're a Democrat. You started out as a Hillary Clinton supporter. What's your thinking now?
Well, you know, I have to say, as much as I've supported Hillary, you know, through the primaries, I was a little disappointed when I woke up today, because I think, you know, I'm really kind of ready for there to be a clear nominee that had emerged and that we could really start a conversation nationwide about the differences between the two parties.
Did last night's win by Hillary Clinton, her three wins, have affect your thinking in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I think that, you know, as I was a little disappointed that there wasn't a nominee that came out of it. I think she's a real survivor. I think she's in this to win it. I think that she has a lot left to say, and I think that, you know, the differences between her and Barack, you know, though minor, I think that they're worth talking about for the next few weeks. So I'm anxious to kind of see her lead that conversation.
But Judy, I'm sensing that you're wavering a little bit. Are you firmly in the Hillary camp, or are you still a little bit undecided here?
You know, I would say I still am a little undecided. I mean, I feel that the negative tone that she's taken in the last few weeks has really turned me off from her. I feel, you know, that that's not a place that the party needs to be, and I would really like to see her be able to put forth, you know, the same kind of positive outlook on kind of the future and what this country should look like and be focused on going forward. So, I think that I haven't heard Barack Obama speak personally. I know that many people have been touched when they see him personally. So, you know, I think I am open to kind of, you know, letting him speak to me and to see if it really does move me away from her.
And what specifically would Senator Obama have to do to make you a believer in him?
Well, you know, honestly, with John McCain as the nominee, I think he's a real strong candidate. I think he would really have to show me that he has the focus on policy and stuff to really talk to him at the same level and to show that he kind of has the experience and the maturity to take on someone of John McCain's stature.
All right, Judy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Judy Gilmore Lomnitz. She's an undecided Democratic voter living in Philadelphia.